بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويريد سموات لنتي حديث حضرت أنس ابن نضر رضي الله تعالى عنه who could not take part in the battle of Badr, and he felt very sorry about that. And the next battle that came, the battle of Uhud, then he determined that he will fight and show his valor and color. And he fought so much that he had so many wounds on his body, and he fought until he could not be recognized. His body could not be identified. Only his sister identified it by the joints of the fingers, the finger joints. So this shows that how much effort and sacrifice they made for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. With regard to this, a little explanation. Badr is a village about 129 kilometers from Medina Sharif on the way to Syria. Now, many people do go and visit Badr also, and this place where the battle took place. Then Uhud, Badr was the first battle of Islam. Uhud is the name of a mountain on the northern outskirts of Medina Munawwara, a famous mountain, and great virtues have been mentioned of this mountain also in the hadith. Hadrat Anas ibn Nadar in this hadith said, I can smell its fragrance, that is the fragrance of Jannah, from a place close than Mount Uhud. That is, when he was fighting, he uttered these words, that I'm getting the fragrance of Jannah from the Mount of Uhud. The explanation of that could mean that he was literally smelling the fragrance of Jannah, that actually he was getting the fragrance of Jannah actually, or that he was consciously visualizing the Jannah or the Jannah of the martyrs, and was convinced that it could be attained by fighting in the battle. Like a person, many times, though not literally, but in his mind it is, he visualizes all that. So in that he visualized the place of the, where the battle, where the martyrs, the shuhada, where they have attained their great, great ranks. And he was hastening and eager to go there and also become a martyr. After Anas ibn Nadar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, regretted missing the battle of Badr. He did not participate because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had left Medina Munawwara with the intention of raiding the trade caravan of the Quraysh and had taken along only a small group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That is, nobody expected a battle, and it was just a small group that went and to intercept the caravan of the business caravan of Abu Sufyan. So he was not amongst those people. And there were only 313 in the Battle of Badr. Despite the Qurayshite caravan altering their route and escaping danger, they called for reinforcements from Makkah Mukarramah. With this caravan of Abu Sufyan, which went for to buy goods from Syria, which they would sell then back again in Makkah Sharif and earn a good profit. And they were trespassing the land of the Muslims, so they were intercepted. But they changed, they got information of this, they changed their route, and they got safely to Makkah Sharif. But they had sent a message to the people of Makkah, and they got ready for war. And Abu Jahl, what is all the people of Makkah, got ready to come and fight the Muslims. Abu Jahl was adamant upon fighting, and the Muslims were forced to face the Quraysh at Badr. Though Abu Jahl was warned by many people, his own people, that this is not expedient, it's not good for us to go for this battle. But he was adamant that he wants to take revenge. And this is when something comes across the determination of a person, then he doesn't consider good advice also. And he just does whatever he wants to. And it led to his own peril. He also was killed in this battle, together with many other leaders of the Quraysh. And this was another very big blow to them, that how can we be defeated by the Muslims? Those who are under us in Makkah Sharif, we control them, and that they defeated us. So first they wanted to show them a lesson at Badr, but Allah changed the whole tables around and the Muslims taught them a lesson. But even after that, they were still not satisfied. And then they returned the very next year to fight the Muslims again, and that was the Battle of Uhud that took place. With the help of Allah Ta'ala, the Quraysh were defeated and routed, and many of their leaders were killed. Despite this, they remained firm in their disbelief and came to Uhud the following year intending revenge. And this incident we read of Anas ibn Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was now in the next battle, the Battle of Uhud. Anas ibn Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a firm intention to strive in jihad to the best of his ability. He couldn't take part in the first battle, and many Sahaba felt very sad at that. And this was the spirit of the Sahaba. They wanted to be part and parcel of every activity. Not that they were happy we got away, that we didn't have to go in jihad. Our attitude is completely opposite. We see how we can get away from doing what we have to do. They were very keen to do what they had to do. Due to his truthfulness and sincerity, Allah referred to it as a pledge, that he made a pledge, and subsequently fought very bravely, giving his life in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And of course, till today, what enjoyment they are getting there all the time for making these sacrifices. And on the other hand, because of their sacrifices, we have got Islam on the plate today. And because we got it, as it is said, Mali muft dile be raham. What you get free of charge, you don't appreciate. We got Islam without any effort whatsoever. We were born in a Muslim home. We were not even like reverts who had to sacrifice their families, sacrifice so many things. We got everything on the plate. That's why we don't appreciate. We should take a stock of ourselves and appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. These were the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They gave their lives for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They threw love for Islam and strove to fulfill their obligations perfectly. Even at the pledge of Aqaba, when the pledge was taken to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they truthfully and sincerely fulfilled their commitments. At every stage, they were very keen to sacrifice for Islam, and they looked for the opportunities. As we see with Hazrat Anas ibn Nadr, he did not just say that I missed the battle of Badr, so I missed it. No, he was very keen, and he came with great might and force, enthusiasm and valor, and then he took part in the battle of Uhud. Further points are, it is permissible to take an oath or bind oneself for doing a good deed. Like for example, a person couldn't get up for tahajjud, and then he makes a pledge that today I will make my chash namaz, I'll make it 20 rakats, 40 rakats, that I missed out there, and I'm going to cover it up here. But unfortunately, our system is, if we missed it, we missed it, nothing now. If we missed our zikr, we missed our zikr. We missed our tilawat of Quran, we missed it. But they would come, one great buzur, he missed his namaz with jamaat. He repeated that namaz 25 times again. That I didn't get my namaz with jamaat, so I will repeat that namaz, and he read it 25 times. We don't have, unfortunately, any of that spirit. And we should take lesson and try and bring it into us, if not to that extent, but at least to some extent. We are such that if for any reason, travel reasons, occupation, illness, if we can't manage our things, all our dunya's things still, we will take in full. We'll make sure we get our sleep full. Our food must be full. But where we will fall short will be in our ibadah. We will take it out in our ibadah. And they were such that the ibadah they gave preference. That today if our sleep is short, doesn't matter. If we don't eat today, doesn't matter. But our ibadah we can't miss out. And we make the first victim our ibadah. And we make sure our dunya things all carry on as they are. Allah Ta'ala grants martyrdom to a person who truly desires for his pleasure by guiding him and granting him the courage to strive for it. Whoever is sincere, Allah Ta'ala gives him the opportunity. And then he goes and he does become a shaheed. Right in our times, many Muslims around the world who were so sincere of gaining martyrdom went to Afghanistan to fight the Americans and they gained their martyrdom. They went there just to become shaheed. Many very, very wealthy Arabs had also gone and their only object was to become shaheed. Young Arabs, very wealthy, but they went there and they did not worry of anything of the dunya, the comforts, the leisure of the dunya. They went there to become shaheed and they gave their lives and they and their families were proud of them that our son, our brother, our father has become shaheed. One should serve Islam with enthusiasm and not be influenced by false ideologies. Yeah, there is also a thing very important to take note of, that we should serve Islam, and that is the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, truly and sincerely. And we should stay away from all the false ideologies. Today they are being promoted at what a scale, and by the elite of the ummah, all the false ideologies have been promoted in every way. So we should be very careful and stay away from that and shun. Today we are shy to keep away from the falsehood also. And we are shy to side with the truth also. And the people of truth, which we shy away from being with them. And we openly or secretly, we support all the batil people. The people who are on false ideologies. This was not at all the system of the Sahaba. For them, it was completely opposite. May Allah guide us to righteousness and accept us all for His deen also.